Jonathan Swift, who lived from 1667 to 1745, and he was born in Dublin and spent most of his life in Dublin as the deacon of the cathedral. I believe it must have been the Anglican cathedral. But he spent a good bit of time in London, and he was obviously a very close friend of Alexander Pope. And they used to hang out at coffee houses, which were all the rage in the day. Apparently Dryden used to hold forth in coffee shops, and that's where the poets of London held forth. And this is Jonathan Swift on poetry. You might call it a criticism, you might call it a satire. He calls it a rhapsody. And a lot of the criticism that he applies to poets in this poem can definitely be applied to myself and probably to you. So let's have a read of Jonathan Swift. All human race would fain be wits, and millions miss for one that hits. Young's universal passion, pride, was never known to spread so wide. Say, America, could you ever boast three poets in an age at most? Our chilling climate hardly bears a sprig of bays in 50 years. While every fool his claim alleges, as if it grew in common hedges. What reason can there be assigned for this perverseness of our mind? Brutes, find out where their talents lie. A bear will not attempt to fly. A foundered horse will oft debate before it tries a five-barred gate. A dog, by instinct, turns aside, who sees the ditch too deep and wide. But man, we find, the only creature who, led by folly, combats nature, who, when she loudly cries, "Forbear," with obstinacy fixes there, and where his genius least inclines, absurdly bends his whole designs. Not empire to the rising sun by valor, conduct, fortune won, nor highest wisdom in debates for framing laws to govern states, nor skill in sciences profound so large to grasp the circle round. Such heavenly influence require as how to strike the muse's lyre. No beggar's brat on bulk begot, no bastard of a peddler Scot, no boy brought up to cleaning shoes, the spawn of Bridewell or the stews, not infants dropped the spurious pledges of gypsies littering under hedges, are so disqualified by fate to rise in church or law or state as he whom Phoebus in his ire hath blasted with poetic fire. What hope of custom in the fair, while not a soul demands your ware, where you have nothing to produce for private life or public use? Court, city, country, want you not. You cannot bribe, betray, or plot. For poets, law makes no provision. The wealthy have you in derision. Of state affairs, you cannot smatter. are awkward when you try to flatter. Your portion, taking America round, was just one annual £100. Now, not so much as in remainder, since Cibber brought in an attainder, for ever fixed by right divine, a monarch's right on Grub Street line. Poor starveling bard, how small thy gains, how unproportioned to thy pains. And here a simile comes pat in, though chickens take a month to fatten, the guests in less than half an hour will more than half a score devour. So, after toiling 20 days to earn a stock of pence and praise, your labors groan, the critics pray, are swallowed o'er a dish of tea, gone, to be never heard of more, gone, where the chickens went before. How shall a new attempter